Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of us are going through so much, and we need to understand that God is the way, hallelujah. Jesus said, hallelujah, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man, I'm telling you, no man can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Amen. So we ask God to show us the way. Amen. Today, this is Bible study day. This is Pastor Barbara Burst. Amen. With the Spirit of Truth program. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we are here to study, amen, end time revelation. And I just praise God. I give him the glory. I'm excited. Amen. I tell you, there's none like him. There's no other God. Hallelujah. A lot of people are looking to Buddha and Muhammad and all of those, amen, different entities that have tried to be somebody on earth. But I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, Muhammad can't get out the grave. Buddha can't get out the grave. Nobody has risen out of the grave, amen, but by Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ, amen, was the first one to do it. So I just praise God today. As always, I have a thought, amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we need to understand that thoughts, amen, are to be meditated on, amen, so that it will help us in our growth. Amen. We should meditate upon the word daily. Amen. Jesus, amen, want us to have our daily bread. And thank you, Jesus. And the word is our daily bread. Oh, God, I just thank you right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's coming out of, I praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endured forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You need to make a declaration, amen, and a decree today that you have been delivered from the hands of the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I declare and decree, amen, blessings upon your people today. I declare and decree, amen, thank you, Jesus, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I declare and decree that Satan's kingdom is torn down. Amen. And his dark world has been exposed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdom of God. I declare and decree, amen, God's blessings, amen, to just come down, amen, and outpour from the windows of heaven. And God's people will begin to receive and begin to be blessed in that area, because there is an opening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is an outpour. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, of the will of God. Amen. In reference to the body of Christ. Now that the door is open, thank you, Jesus. Amen. We are able to go in freely and receive all blessings. Amen. Now that the windows, amen, and the heavens and expanses are open, amen, that, hallelujah, we are able to go in and receive our blessings. The Lord shall cause us to, amen, prosper in this hour. The Lord shall set forth commandments for us in this hour. Then the Lord shall establish what he has, amen, thank you, Jesus, established for this hour. And the Lord will make us prosperous, amen, in this hour. And the Lord will open doors that no man can open, and close doors that no man can close. Hallelujah. I speak blessings of prosperity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, upon God's people. Hallelujah, this day. And I declare and decree that every word that comes out of my mouth, amen, will be established. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his name. For the will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I declare and decree that we are the head and not the tail. We are a blessed nation, amen. And we are a blessed people, amen. And I declare and decree the peace over Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I declare and decree, amen, hallelujah, that the fruits of our bodies be prosperous. Thank you, Jesus, as also the fruit of the ground and the fruit of the cattle and the increase of the kind. Our finances will be, amen, in abundance. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the saints. I declare and decree no lack for God's body and his people. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This season, hallelujah, I declare and decree that our blessings, amen, are coming forth, and we will keep food on our table, clothes on our back. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And a transportation, hallelujah, as well as housing. Thank you, Jesus. I declare and decree, amen, the total blessings of God, that it will just permeate our souls and we will reap the benefits, amen, because God has caused our enemies to be our footstool. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I declare and decree that God will literally tear down Satan's, amen, strongholds over our minds, and we have the mind of Christ and be able to stand in the will of God. Oh, praise his name. And now I declare and decree that what God said, if you suffer with him a while, then he will sell you and establish you. Some of us are getting ready to be settled and established, amen, this season. As the windows of heaven are open up, hallelujah, God is pouring out a blessing. And I'm telling you today, hallelujah, saints, amen, thank you, Jesus. As I pray this declaration and I speak it over God's body, that it shall not be any otherwise. lives. We are in, amen, an era of prosperity and blessings from the Lord. So open up, hallelujah, your minds and your understanding to receive what God is getting ready to do for you. Praise God. I make a declaration that sickness leave from people's body. Amen. And blessings just begin to overflow. Amen. And they don't have, hallelujah, room enough to contain it, to hold it, because the windows are open and God is flowing out a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your name. Hallelujah. I praise your name. Oh, Father, I bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. None like you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. This declaration and this decree, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, Yashanalobosiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. We'll be manifested, amen, so that God can get the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Now, as we listen to this next song, amen, thank you, Jesus, let us recognize that, hallelujah, we're no longer poor anymore, but we are prosperous in the Lord.
The Lord's been good to me. Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord's been good to me. Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord's been good to me. Let me tell y'all something. A lot of my friends don't ever find it, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord's been good to me. Let me tell you one more thing. We were raised in a shack, y'all. Sometimes cold within that we put on our back. Listen here. Mama and Daddy, they done the best they could. They always told me son always be good, but out of all the things, hey, I know that the Lord's been good to me. Oh, they've been good. Ain't God been good? How many know tonight that God's been good?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has been good to us. Hallelujah. You know, because we are living in the last days, and a lot of people don't understand that God is coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. Amen. When Jesus come back to fight at the Battle of Armageddon, amen, he wants saints, amen, that have been totally sold out, have made themselves ready to do the will of the Father. Amen. And in preparation, we must, amen, go through much, amen, training. We're going to be afflicted. We're going to be talked about. We're going to go through much, much hurt and harm. But it's going to be left up to us, amen, to understand that all that we go through, God is able to keep us. I'm a witness to that. So let us focus on trying to help God in these last days. Amen. And as we help God, then we're helping his people. And not only are we helping his people, but we're helping our generations, third and fourth generations to come. Amen. Because this devil is exactly what I have been telling you he is. He's evil. He'll do anything to try to stop and overthrow the will of God. His attacks are laid out in order to try to defeat God's purpose, but he cannot defeat him. And I don't care how many times he attacks you, he will literally be defeated. You know, I had talked to you before the declaration and the decree that God had me to do on last week. I had talked to you about in Bible study, Mystery Babylon the Great and the Mother of Harlots and Abomination of the Earth. Amen. And the Book of Revelation, End Time Prophecy. And I let you know about the commerce and, amen, about the economy and the strategies of Satan. And I told you that I would speak to you in reference to other strategies that he have. The economy is just one that he has literally messed up, amen, being the so-called god of this world because he stole it from Adam. He had dominion and authority and power to go in and cause governments and his laws and rules and regulations to be established on earth because of that. So Jesus had to come in and deliver a remnant of people, amen, that are Christians, we are called Christians, that would not bow down to Balaam and his governmental powers. But then it still resides that his Satan's governmental powers are still trying to govern the in the earth realm today. But his kingdom, his dark kingdom, and his all his strategies will literally be torn down because ain't nobody greater than God. And I had spoken to you, amen, about the economy and the effects of it. But also, if we look at famine in the land today in reference to the global economy, worldwide famine is caused by a large amount of scarcity where nations cannot produce the right amount of food. Modernization technology is behind, and earth resources will not produce. And don't forget about sin. Sin causes the famine, too. So this is one of the great causes of famine. But most third world countries are impoverished by lack of technology. When technology is not increasing in those third world countries, famine will literally overtake, amen, the land. And then how they would cultivate the land years ago would cause a famine. Even in America, there was a commentary on, I think it was Discovery, whereas a group of Americans were had made residence in a state, and there was a big dust storm, and it stayed for years and years, and a lot of people, they would ingest that dust, and it would cause their lungs to fill up, and they would die from that dust storm. one of the things that they had done is when they cultivated the land, they removed all the trees from the land. And God literally told the Israelites, when you go into your promised land, don't get rid of the trees, because the trees of your life, amen, we need the oxygen from that the trees give us, and we need the plants, whether it be weeds or whether it be just natural plants, to throw off that oxygen and to help support the earth realm. So they stripped the topsoil of all its resources, and that caused the land to go into a famine, a shutdown, a barrenness, because it had nothing to replenish the land. And so that literally caused the dust storm that killed out a lot of people. Well, the famine in the land today is because of that, and then other things. If we don't have keep up with modernization technology, well, civilization will literally crumble. And then overpopulation, and it's not balanced. If you notice how God has divided the earth as far as nations and cities and towns and stuff like that, well, those people, I would say us as people up on the earth, if we would learn how to live in the area that we in, instead of going into certain areas and causing overpopulation, amen, then we can learn how to survive. Because when you get into overpopulation, that means there's a certain area going to be lacking because of the population growth. So we need to understand that God has literally, amen, bringing in a new heaven and a new earth. But this new heaven and a new earth, you're not going to marry there, nor are you going to be given into marriage, and you're not going to have all of the things that the flesh want to bring to you. But you will be total spirit man. And in order to be with God, you got to be totally developed and be that spirit man that God has caused you to be. Amen. Jesus birthed forth a new generation, new creation. Amen. And that was the spirit man. We're no longer of the old Adamic nature, which was like Adam, amen, that was of the soul, but we are of the quickening spirit. And God needs the quickening spirit to come in and be supportive of him, amen, and what he's doing on earth to defeat this dirty, evil devil. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, I spoke to you about, you know, like I told you, it's so many things, but with the economy, we know about that. Now we know one thing that Satan wants to do. He wants his kingdom to literally be established completely on earth and destroy all the Christians and cause them to follow him, the ones that he can. But like I told you earlier, Jesus has a remnant of people that won't bow down to Balaam. The Antichrist, and I'm one of them, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that will not bow down to Balaam. Not an Antichrist, but I'm one of them that will not bow down to Balaam. The Antichrist will use this false religion, amen. And it's if you notice all over the world that religions that are being established, Muslim is the most populated religion there is. Amen. And it's, and they go in and they establish their religion all over the world. They have, in the United States alone, they have populated in most areas of the United States as being setting up their cells, their little mosque and stuff like that. But anytime a foreign country will want to come in and establish their own God and their own religion in another country, they doing it for reason and for purpose. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Muslim, in order to establish that, one of the things that the Antichrist will do is he will use the Muslims' belief. He don't want, and Jay Sekulow is talking about this now, what he does not want, amen, any Christians to be recognized. He want to silence Christians. The Muslims don't want the Christians to be recognized and to be talked about because it's offensive to them. So the Muslims going to literally try to stop that. the Antichrist will come in with what we would call trying to say that he is of the Jewish nation, and he can prove it through the bloodline, and he will be able to prove that he has a kindred relationship with the Jewish nations through Hagar's son Ishmael, and also through the tribe of Dan that was literally wiped out, amen, when they got their promised land. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will establish the fact through a bloodline, like I say. The reason why the Antichrist will use false religion is because the people will turn away from allowing the democracy of the government to lead them. Amen. We got to understand that governments are failing, amen, all over the world. So the Antichrist is going to come in with a system that will, what people will say will be supportive through religion, and that is with these Muslim beliefs. And the Antichrist will show them, amen, that he's very highly intelligent and skillful in wars. In wars, amen, people will know him as being notable for fighting battles and using techniques that no one else has been able to utilize, and defeating nations and causing nations to fall up under his system. We have to be very cautious about what this Antichrist is doing. Christianity will be forced to go underground because of persecution and unbelief in God and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit will not be active like it is today. So while you got a chance, you better stay with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you better try to keep that anointing. Amen. Because the anointing is transferable. Amen. And those that need God need to understand that you can't do without God. You can't do without Jesus. And you certainly can't do without the Holy Spirit. They all walk in agreement. The government over the nations will fail. They will not be able to recover the economy, and fear will reside over the people. Food resources will be depleted. The land will not yield her fruits because of the violence and bloodshed. The land was not created to drink our blood. Amen. A lot of people say, we'll go and do this here and do that there. But when you kill out God's people and you kill people in general, amen, that blood cries out, and God hears that blood talking to him about who's dead and why are they dying and why what happened to them to cause that death. So because of sin, Satan has caused on the earth, it will stop production, amen, in very hard times. That's why I tell people, whatever you do, don't sell the land. Because when you sell the land, when the Antichrist comes, it might be the third, fourth, fifth generation. We don't know when Jesus, amen, another Antichrist is coming on the scene. But with this thing, we do know that when Jesus comes, he comes to defeat the Antichrist at the Battle of Armageddon. But if we keep our land, we won't have to accept the mark of the beast. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Antichrist will come in the in with a new world order and cause all nations to follow him and take the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell on a national or international scale. God is sovereign over the kingdoms of man, be it the domesticated animals, wild beasts, fowl of the air, Revelation 11 and 16. When Adam gave up his birthright, he also gave up dominion over all the kingdoms of the earth, amen, that God had appointed to man. Satan became the god of this world, and I spoke to you earlier. This is why when we pray, we need to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Matthew 6 and 10. When Satan stole from man the kingdom of God, amen, thank you, Jesus, God, amen, had to come in with his son Jesus to redeem, amen, authority back in the earth realm for God's people, or we would have all been destroyed by Satan. He's the thief that cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. So now Satan wants to come in with the Antichrist, presenting, he's going to present an idea, a system that will be ruled by religion. What God did is reveal that the governmental system that Satan once had charge over is proven, amen, and it proved that it doesn't work. All this that's been going on in the earth realm and in the nations, amen, is a proven fact that the government that's been over God's people, amen, and over mankind, it doesn't work. It's a failing system, amen. It was established by Satan. So Satan will bring in the second deception, the new world order of his kingdom, which will teach us one religion, and that's Muslim, and that the government has failed, and now we will accept the religion to govern the nations. He's going to cause religion to govern the nations, not Christianity, but religion to govern the nation. This religion will deceive the people. It will speak of world peace and cause all mankind and their nations to give up most of their weapons. Amen. He will flatter them with words and tell them about how he can set up a system that will help the economy by dividing the world into three provinces. Amen. And letting Lebanon be the governing body over commerce. Amen. And the distribution. That's only a distribution place. Mr. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth, is Lebanon, and it's a distribution center as far as the economy is concerned, as far as the commerce is concerned. In some areas, Satan is going to tell the Antichrist, amen, to keep certain resources in that area, amen, and their productivity so that it can be grown or produced in that certain area. While the Antichrist is making his campaign in order to become the leader, he will use enticing words that will influence the young generation that don't know about God. Satan, the Antichrist is going to work on the young generation, those that don't know about God. That's why I'm telling you it's good to keep the anointing and it's good to keep the Holy Ghost, because, amen, it's now where these people and these young generations don't want to do anything but to hip-hop and to do what they want to do. But Satan, amen, is causing this evil. He will study the Bible, this Antichrist, and the Koran. He will know both, amen, one is the Bible, the truth, the word of truth, but he'll know the Quran, which is the word of deception, in order to apply God's word with the Quran, amen, so that he can prove that he's powerful. He will, glean off of God's word, amen, and try to apply it with the religious belief so that people can think that, oh, this is, he's so great. But the Antichrist is more evil, amen, than you can ever believe. And there will be two Antichrists, one on land that will be birthed on land and one on sea. Both of them, amen, are relatives. One is the father and one is the son, amen, and they will go in, amen, and deceive the nation. The Antichrist will try to prove that his religion is better, a better way, and the government of this world have failed. He will come in trying to be like Joseph and use the governmental system that Joseph used when there was a famine in the land of Egypt and Cana and the surrounding nations. Amen. This Antichrist will come in with deception, just like he will try to use, for illustration, the techniques that Joseph used. That's why I was telling you he will study the Bible, and he's going to pick up what Joseph did, and he's going to try to use the techniques Joseph did and used, amen, when Pharaoh, amen, and Egypt went through the famine and all around, Canaan and all around the surrounding nations. Joseph had all of the products, amen, to be given unto him for distribution. He had the people to give up their lands unto Pharaoh, and Pharaoh placed it in his control. Some of them would go back in, and they would borrow the land and grow the crops in order to stay on that land so that they can have their livelihoods in their home. The system that Joseph used, he will use, the Antichrist will use, for surety. This will please the people. They will think that, oh, he's so smart and he's intelligent, but he's not. He's just picking up from the Bible. Amen. What Joseph did, and try to apply this system, amen, to think that he's really going to help the economy and the people and their livelihoods and their family. Saints, I will pick back up on this. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to understand that everything that's being said and that's been written in the Bible will come to pass. And I am a servant of God, and what I speak is truth. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm inviting you to literally just get in the Bible and study it and understand that God, amen, is there for you. Amen. And he will take care of you. God bless. Have a great day.